guys, it's Lavetta.
And it's Miriam.
And this is the Notorious Women Podcast, a comedy podcast about some of history's most notorious women.
Yes.
Hey guys, just so you know, I'm going through it over here.
Yep.
Through it.
She is.
And so I just need to share that with you. You guys like Princess of Wales, I would like you to respect my privacy at this point. By the time this comes out, that'll be old news, but
oh, yeah.
I just couldn't resist.
Listen, I hear you and you're like, quote unquote, illness, but my husband went on a work trip and left me with two children by myself. Okay.
And the kids are okay? The kids are all right?
The kids are fine. It's me that's the problem.
I tell you, that's why they make them so cute. So
listen,
you don't strangle them in their sleep.
When he's away, I'm actually like the perfect mom. I'm really, really good because I'm very focused. I know I'm their only hope, you know? And so I take that very seriously. But when it is bedtime, I just get a look on my face of like, and I'm done. Nothing else is going to be cute after this minute. Go upstairs immediately.
Oh, man.
And they do. They kind of go like, okay. Gonna get it.
You know, have you seen that? I think it's a TikTok of this little girl. I think she has a following now. She sounds like she's an old lady. She was talking to, I don't know, maybe her aunt, her mom, or somebody. And she called a woman. She's like, listen here, Linda. You're like, what?
Yes.
She's like, no. And she's like, talking like an old person. I'm like, this is why they make them so cute. Because
yeah.
I swear. What's that old show, Kids Say the Darndest Thing?
Yes.
Because they do. You're just like, what is, yeah, I don't know. But I'm glad the kid survived. I'm glad you survived. And
yeah, I did it. I'm here.
Good. And I think we should get started.
Yes.
Because I am fading.
She
I need
is.
To start smoking marijuana. I'm going to just say that.
I
wound
do
way
that.
Too tight.
Okay.
So I need to learn how to chill, you know.
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying like right now, I feel like. It's too extreme. It's one sweat, like from one extreme to another. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
it.
Maybe a nap first.
Oh my God, I love naps.
Right?
Yes, but anyway.
Okay, let's get started.
Let's get started. So I believe you were first this week. So who, Miriam, who is your notorious woman this week that you're going to share with us?
So my notorious lady this week is a woman. Surprise, I'm just kidding, named Nancy Johnson. Now, what? That's a very dull name. Why? Who? Every American in the year 1983. No.
It's like John Smith for women.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, she was born Nancy Maria Donaldson in New York in 1794. So, that's all we know. We know she was born around then. We don't really know much else about her life other than
1794?
Yes. And
wow.
What I will gather from future information is that she was rich, rich. Now, I can't, you know, confirm. So if you know more, you can be like, actually, she grew up really poor. But here's what
How
I know.
How rich? Is it rich like I will be her first, second, and only wife rich, or like she is just going to pretty parties rich? Because, I mean, she could afford to have a wife and a husband if she rich
right.
enough.
Like, I think that she, listen, if in the 1800s you're able to live, what they know is that she married a man named Walter Rogers Johnson in 1823, which would make her about 28, 29 when she got married. So as a woman who later had obvious means to then to be able to get that far and not get married, I find that very interesting.
That is, because that's an old maid by that time.
Oh, yeah,
that,
we've given up.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Her purpose is no more, you know?
Exactly. Wow. So
but,
tell me more about this Nancy Johnson.
Nancy Johnson.
Okay.
All right. So they married and they were in Medfield, Massachusetts. So She, what do we know? Like, we know that she and her sister volunteered for the American Missionary Association. So, like, you know, Christian white woman in those times who was a do-gooder. Her and her husband adopted two children. So I'm guessing she couldn't have children. I'm sure they blamed her elderly age of 29 on that.
exactly.
Because they knew so much about medicine for women. Uh-huh. And I have so many feelings about so many things. All right. So her husband was a scientist, and he was the first secretary for the American Association for the Advancement of Science. I don't really care because he's a man, but I'm just saying that there was like science rumblings in the household. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
She was like a housewife because that's like, you know, what was on offer. But she actually went on to be, so we say, a successful inventor, right?
Oh.
What did she invent? One of my favorite things, how to make ice cream. No. I decided to study her because I was hungry.
So she is a national treasure in heroin because ice cream?
I hear you, but we'll get to that. So,
Oh God.
Now, I've known about her, and I've been that very annoying person at parties who are like, actually a woman invented ice cream. Okay.
But I thought it was actually, honestly, I thought it was Sally Hemings' brother.
We'll get to that.
Oh. Okay. Yes. Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she stirs the pot. Okay. So... There's a whole thing, right? We liked her and we liked to talk about Nancy because at the time, women couldn't get a patent. They couldn't buy a car. They couldn't buy a house. They had to legally ask permission to walk down a street. So it was significant that she, as a woman and under her own name, did obtain a patent. You know, women still invented things and did amazing things. They just had to put it under a man's name, right? Let's just be real clear. It's not like she was the first woman to invent something, right?
Right.
Okay. So she lived in Philadelphia in 1845 when she filed for this patent. It was the first hand-cranked ice cream churn. It was considered disruptive technology that made it possible for everyone to like enjoy some ice cream. Mm. So people had been eating ice cream for many years, but it was like the super crazy rich. Right. And what happened was James Hemings was sent to France. So James Hemings was Thomas Jefferson's slave. Hemings, sound familiar? Yeah. Olivetta's like, yeah. So yeah. He was sent to France to learn how to cook so that, you know, he was given an education. What a nice man to educate him. Isn't that sweet? So sweet.
So nice that when France outlawed slavery and essentially, Sally and James were free.
Yep.
Thomas was like, but come back with me to the States and I will free you and everything will be fine. And then when he got back, he's like, psych.
Wait, are you saying a white man in power lied to black people in order to keep them enslaved? That's
ridiculous.
Disruptive technology. I could not imagine. I remember arguing with someone once. It was about like religion and they were like, because I said Thomas Jefferson was kind of famously atheist, right? And they were like, no. Like, there was an argument that, like, he loved God and here's why. And I was like, was he like a prophet or just like a very flawed human being? Because I don't care what he believed. I don't care. It was just like a side note. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't for or against whatever it is he believed. What I did know was that he enslaved people and then kept them his slaves. That's what I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that was a very big side note, but there's more. So,
okay.
James Nancy. Hemings and James, went to France, okay. Learned how to make ice cream, but French ice cream was with eggs, okay? And so he learned how to do it. And so under him, there was a man named Augustus. Wait, let me find. Okay, hold on. I'm all over the place with my notes here, just so you know.
Okay.
There it is. Okay. I want to get his name right. Augustus Jackson also was an enslaved chef and he worked at the White House for Madison. Now, Dolly Madison loved herself some ice cream. So she would be like, enslaved person that I own, I need you to make me ice cream. And he went, I have no choice. So he did. That's, I'm pretty sure how the conversation went. Somehow he was able to move to Philadelphia and open his own treat shop. Now, I have no idea how, but maybe Madison was a little nicer than Thomas Jefferson. I'm just saying. And yes, I judge my presidents based on how they feel about slavery. I'm good with that.
Or maybe it could be that it was something that he had a side hustle selling ice cream. Maybe.
Yeah.
And then raise money to buy his freedom. So who knows?
I didn't get too far.
Unfortunately, there isn't a lot of notation on slaves. So.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just want to point out that I got, so I was researching Nancy, and then I was like, you know, I love my baking shows. And there's a show called Chasing Flavor with Carla Hall. I love Carla Hall. I love Flavor. I must watch this show. And so she's like the first one that's on ice cream. And I thought, oh my God, this is like, I didn't even do it as research. I didn't realize the show was about it. So I was like, oh, this is great. And this is how I found out. Because if you look it up, it's not clear.
Okay.
I accidentally went so far in my research that I found it, but this is true.
You went down a creamy, delicious, hole. Mm. Okay, gotcha.
So what Augustus did when he moved to Philadelphia was he took the eggs out, and he basically created American style ice cream. He created what we know today as ice cream.
Okay.
And he pioneered some of the modern manufacturing methods we still use, like including like adding salt to the ice was huge. Guess what Nancy would have had to know about in order for her to make her patent, her invention? She would have, and she was in Philadelphia. So I'm alleging here, and this is just an alleging. So if she has a great grandchild who's angry at me, this is an alleged. I see two things and I'm saying them both. And we can all guess what this white woman chose to do. You know, maybe I'm wrong.
You're not.
I'm not though, right?
No. And it'd be one thing because I'm assuming that he couldn't get a patent as a black man. And I'm assuming that if you want to help him, right, and help yourself, then you partner with him. You get the patent in your name and then you split the proceeds. But that's not what Nancy did, I bet.
That's what I yelled at the TV. Now, I'm watching this show and I'm so mad. And I rewound that bit like 400 times. And my child is like, are we there yet? But at the same time, she was like, she goes, and I was like, oh my God. And I was telling her, I was like, actually, and I was just like going on. And she goes, I hate white people. I was like, my baby, you are translucent.
There it is, folks. That is what they are afraid of, that white kids would be like, white people kind of suck. We should stop doing this, right?
Right. But what's funny is that she doesn't mean...
No, I know she doesn't.
You know,
the babies know it's wrong. And the babies are like, let's just stop it.
Yeah.
And they're like, nope, we want to keep doing it.
She's not going to go snub all her friends who happen to be white.
No.
She is white herself. Like, you know what I mean?
She's just going to be like, yeah.
But it was just the way that she consumed this information and went, wow, they fucked
Miriam,
it up a
are
lot.
You saying that children actually do have the ability to be like, oh, that's messed up. We should stop doing that. And not being like, oh, that's messed up. I hate myself because I'm white.
Let's burn us all. Yes. I'm saying that they won't do that because self-preservation is strong.
Also, the babies are smart. They're like, oh, we should stop doing that thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the answer.
You know,
stop doing it.
You know, it's really cute too, because I was like, oh, I'm writing this down. Hold on, I gotta write. You know, I was getting very up in arms, as you know, I tend to do. And she goes, Mom, I really love your podcast. And I was like, not that she's ever listened to a word of it.
No,
like,
but
maybe nor will she. I curse a lot.
Oh,
but
I'm gonna get a little tear by the baby says she liked us all.
I know. Because every time I'm mad at something, I'm like, I'm going to talk about it on the podcast. And she's like, Mom, Mom solved it. That's right.
Sweet. I solve kids things. Are the best.
Yeah. Okay. So pretending that she fully invented this thing, she received about $1,500 during the course of her life for her patent. Betcha Augustus couldn't have used any of that money.
How much is that? You said $1,500?
In like 1843. It was patented in 1843, but it was antedated on July 29th, 1848. I did not look up what antedated means. Hashtag not historians. I don't know what that means.
So it says $1,500 in 1848 has the purchasing power of almost $5,900. I mean, $59,000.
Did I mention she's probably a rich white woman? Cool.
Already?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it.
Uh-huh. So here's what's fun. And I think that she made some changes to it. So she went back and I don't care. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure she took what he did and made it a little different, maybe made it a little better. And that's fine. That's fine. But listen, here's the deal. Like, you got to give credit where credit is due. It's not that hard. It doesn't make you any less awesome, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. She sold the rights, and this is fun, to a white man, William G. Young, Baltimore native, for $200. In 1848, as soon as it was done patented.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So guess who had the whole credit most of the time? It was that white man. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, America. Cool. All right.
Poor Augustus. He could have used that money.
So here's what happened. In 1862, I'm almost done here. I know very little about her actual life, but here's what we know. She and her sister, Mary, taught freed slaves in South Carolina as part of the Port Royal experiment. Have you heard of the Port Royal experiment?
No.
Okay. It was a program that was created during the Civil War where former slaves successfully worked on the land that had been abandoned by planters. So in 1861, the Union captured the sea islands off the coast of South Carolina and their main harbor, Port Royal. So the white people ran away because I don't like unity. Equality is scary. And they left behind 10,000 slaves. So a lot of private northern charity organizations stepped in to help those slaves become self-sufficient. And it worked really, really well until they took it away from them. They were trying to prove good things. And then, so she helped with that. So she was okay with it is a very typical white woman, right? Like, I will help you. You can hoe this farm. I don't know anything about farming. So that was probably not a correct sentence, but you can't be smarter than me.
Yeah. And it sounds like, maybe she felt like it was her penance to make up for it, but also you can't be on my equal level, and equality is also money.
Yes. So it's, and also,
money.
Right. Like, I don't think it doesn't make sense in her character. Do you, you know what I mean? I think.
Oh, no. Oh yeah. No, this tracks. This tracks.
Absolutely tracks.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's fucked up. And if you tried to explain it to her, she would get defensive and da-da-da.
Yeah. There's no talking her out of the fact that she's a vehement racist.
Because she's I did this. All me. I did all of this.
And then I helped them. I educated them. Yeah. So they had no education, see.
And my question to her is, well, what about Augustus?
Right?
How'd you help Augustus? Did you give him any of that cash?
Or is it weird to you that a black man would have that much money? We can't take that in, can we? Right?
Yeah.
Lady, check yourself. That's what I have to say.
So, anyways, all we're asking. Not handouts, but some money that belonged to me. Some cash.
You know, it's all alleged. Don't come at me, great-grandchildren.
That's right.
A I just, you know, I've done math before and sometimes things add up. Nothing to add it up. Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then she died in Washington, D.C. in 1890. We know very little.
1890.
Yeah.
But this whole time she was rich, rich.
Again, like, you know, I'm a detective. Okay. So.
Because you watch Murdoch. Yeah. Mysteries.
So. Girl, I'm on season 13. So I'm like a literal qualified detective. I like qualify as a detective.
There's been 13 seasons of that show.
Girl, there's been 17 seasons. I'm not even caught up.
Oh my God. Cha-ching, cha-ching. I can't even be mad at that.
Listen,
whoa.
How much, speaking of rich white people, hello. Oh my God.
Ooh, whoever producing that show. Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All we are is jealous. Also, since you're still filming episodes, Lovetta and I would be happy to guest star and play any role you'd like. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know. That and Law and Order. Just keep chugging along.
We are both happy together separately. All of it. Yes. But we need to be paid separately, obviously. We won't share a salary. Thank you.
No.
Yeah. And that is the end of Nancy Johnson.
Nancy Johnson, old school Karen, as we would probably call her.
The OG.
The OG.
Also, like, you know, we did get ice cream, but I feel like the truth is we'd have gotten ice cream anyways.
Oh, yeah. Ice cream is going to prevail.
Yeah.
Because it's ice cream.
So
period.
I really feel like I maybe uplifted a man in this episode today.
Clutching my pearls.
I know, it's shocking. But you know, once every 75 episodes or so.
But you know what? Because what we think, which probably most definitely probably happened, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Me too. Me too. I feel good about
it.
Also,
Nancy
if Carla
Johnson.
Hall is listening and wants to come on our show, I have so many questions.
Oh, yes. You can talk about food every day, every minute of every day, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for sharing, Nancy Johnson. So my notorious woman, because I am, you know, I'm an Anglophile.
You're British.
I'm British.
Yeah.
I've been an Anglophile my whole life. And so ever since I fell in love with, basically, Timothy Dalton when he was young.
Have you ever seen The Lion in the Winter? No. I've seen the play.
It's
really good.
So gorgeous.
But okay.
Like a young Timothy Dalton. Anyway. And I was like, oh, he has a British accent. I love that. Watch an old movie. So, yes. I'm basically British at this point.
I mean, I am too, so I understand.
I am so American. I am not. I love the English. I love the Brits, but I'm very American.
You and I are extremely American, but we can.
Yeah,
we can dream.
We can admire. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. And we love British television. So
yes.
Because of my love for the English and the British, I could not help but wonder about the hoopla around Kate Middleton.
Are we Kate Middletoning it today?
Yes, we are. Because
this is wild.
Yeah. And as an Anglophile, I know that the royals throughout English history and British history have been very, very strange, and some very, very strange things have gone on.
Yes.
So I'm not surprised at any of this, but I'm just sort of surprised to see it play out in the modern world in my lifetime. So, okay, let's get into it. So, because I think a lot of people may not know a lot about her. I didn't know anything
really
about her.
I actually don't know anything about her. She's very pretty.
She is pretty.
Nice.
Bit too thin, but that's just me.
I mean, you and I both worry.
Mm. Let's get into it. So Kate Middleton was born Catherine Elizabeth Middleton, and she was born Catherine with a C.
Oh.
Not a K, a C. So, and she was born on January 9th, 1982, and Reading, Michael Middleton. She was born in Reading to Michael Middleton and Carol.
Okay.
Middleton. So Michael was a flight dispatcher and Carol was a flight attendant for British Airways.
Oh, I do love British Airways because they take you to Britain. Okay, go on.
Yes. Now, she's the eldest of three children. Now, her father, as the case with a lot of people of English ancestry and British ancestry, on her father's side, including her great-grandparents, Noel and Olive Middleton, they had associations with members of the British royal family in the 1920s through the 1940s.
Okay.
So her father's side of family is a bit of, I wonder if they were like once like in the area of like the aristocracy, but then lost money. And then that like went away.
You know, I mean, it makes me think of like the Tudors, you know, did you watch the Tudors? Like they were a family and then they were in the king's good graces. So then they became one of the families, but then they pissed someone off. And so they were no longer in the king's good graces. And now I'm British. Go on.
Yeah. So she's rubbing shoulders with these people because again, I'm British and I've watched all of Downton Abbey at least twice, if not thrice or four times.
You said thrice. Go on.
Yes, I did. So we know that in the 20s is when a lot of the modernization in these old like manor homes started to change. They needed to figure out a way to become profitable.
Right.
And people were not just living these lavish lifestyles anymore. They needed to figure out a way to make it working farms, working estates, that kind of thing.
Right.
So I wonder again if that's when they sort of lost their wealth, but I'm not really going to focus on them, but just know her father's side of family is a little bougie and she, yeah, fancy. Okay. But her mother's side of the family descended from coal miners.
Oh.
And are described as working class. So she's like that mixture, which I think is a good mixture because hopefully you have those working class roots. I love working class people. I come from that stock as well. She was two in 1984, her family moved from England to Jordan, where she attended an English language nursery. And then 2 years later, her family returned back to England and she was enrolled at St. Andrew's School at the age of four, a private school near Pagbourne in Berkshire. Now, again, when she was born, her parents were basically middle class, working people.
Right.
And, you know, with ties to the upper class ancestry or what have you. But in 1987, when she was about five, her mother founded a company called Party Pieces, a privately held mail order company that sold party supplies and decorations.
Okay.
And they became very rich.
I really thought you ordered mails for a second. I was like,
you thought I was going to say what now?
She ordered mails, like mail humans. And I was like, wow, this is good. Oh, no, like mail order things for parties. Got it. Okay. Sorry. Pull back. Got it.
Which I think is such a great idea because this is 1987. So people weren't really doing that. There's no Amazon.
Yeah.
None of that. Right. And there's no party store probably. So after that, her family, it was very successful. So her family became very well off.
Well, all right.
So, yeah. Now, in 1995, so she'd be about 13, her family moved to the village of Bucklebury.
I love England so much. Bucklebury.
And basically, the rest of her formative years in school, she showed talent in sports. She was the captain of the women's field hockey team. And she eventually graduated in 2000. And she did pretty well in school and was actually offered a seat at the University of Edinburgh. Uh-oh. She took a gap year, however, studying at the British Institute of Florence in Italy and traveling to Chile, where she participated in an international program. So, you know, this is a girl from a well-off family and she's doing that gap year thing. And but she also worked because during that time, that gap year, she worked as a deckhand at the port of Southampton in a summer job.
That is cool. I would not have guessed that. That's cool.
Yeah. She eventually enrolled at the University of St. Andrews to study art history. So in 2001, when she went to university, she met Catherine with a C. Met now during this time, people, this is when her name kind of changes. People start calling her Kate, which again, I don't know why it changed from a C to a K, but her college, her university buddies started calling her just Kate.
Lavetta, you went to college. How many of your friends changed their name ever so slightly to be different? Okay. Because it was all of them. That's the answer.
I also feel like this is a very American influence kind of thing. Like, that's a very American thing. You'd be like, hey, Kate.
Yep.
Right? I don't know.
My name is Georgina. I'm Giannina.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like, yeah. Or Gina. That sounds like a very American thing. Right. Yeah. Now, while she was there.
Do not call me this if you're listening and you know me. But I was Mim for like half Mim? Of college. Yes. Lavetta, never say that again.
No, I would not do that to you.
Thank you.
Would not do that to you.
Sometimes we have bad ideas. Okay.
Yeah. Young people, 18, 19, 20 year olds. So now while she was there at St. Andrews, she met Prince William.
Okay.
When they were students in a residence at St. Salvatore's Hall. Now, she has to be in the upper crust to be in any proximity to Prince William, I would think.
I don't know how that works. Was he in a dorm?
So they were in a dorm, and apparently, so she met him there. I'm sure everyone knew he was there because young Prince William is very handsome, actually. He definitely got that from his mom. But she caught his eye when she participated in a charity fashion show at the university in 2002.
Go on.
When she appeared on stage wearing a see-through lace dress. All right. So he's like, oh, who the hell is that? I got to get to know her.
Mm-hmm.
The two began dating in 2003. Now, during their second year, she shared an apartment with him and two other friends.
He could do this? He could live his life like that?
I know. I think maybe that's something that we don't quite understand as Americans, but I'm just like, again, I would imagine that he has security, like, right?
Because I feel like, I don't know. What am I thinking? Like, Taylor Swift is not sharing a dorm room with three other people. You know what I mean?
No, but when I think maybe 20. The Obama girls were, maybe.
Oh,
maybe?
You know what?
I don't know.
You know what?
And this is 2003, that's, too, so.
No, it's true, because I saw the day that they dropped one of their daughters off in college and I cried with the Obamas because we are the same. Anyways.
Yeah. So maybe it's that kind of thing. And again, we still, you know, Queen Elizabeth's still alive, Charles, like all of this. But, you know, and you know, after Diana died, you know, people, I think, around the world considered these two boys our boys. Right.
I mean, I did.
So, yeah. So she's living in this apartment with William and two other friends. And they're dating now. So things seem to be going well. But then in 2004, the couple split.
Oh.
Some say, and again, these are very young people. So what is she, 22 at this time?
Yeah, you're making these huge choices.
Yeah. So, and who knows, like, what's going on? They break up, they get back together. Because they got back together, apparently, shortly after that. Because apparently she did not chase him the way he thought he would be being chased.
Oh, good girl. Yes, that's right.
So after brief break, they got back together. In 2005, she graduated from the University of Andrews with an undergraduate degree in art history. Now, again, she's his main squeeze. So after graduations, word got out, because now they're out in the real world working, that she basically is Prince William's main squeeze. So her and her family were inundated with tabloid press scrutiny, paparazzi following her outside of her home and outside her job. So imagine graduating from college and you're just like, okay. It's a lot of scrutiny.
I was so young. Like, I was so young. That would have been overwhelming.
Because I also think when you're in college, you're insulated in a certain sense. And then when you get out, you're like, oh, things are different off campus. So and maybe this took a toll on their relationship, because in 2007, 2 years after graduation, they broke up again. But Kate is a cool cucumber. She's pretty cool. I think she's very English in that sense.
Yeah.
She and her family attended the concert for Diana in 2007. So that same year, where she and William sat two rows apart.
Oh, that's like, heartbreaking.
Shortly after that, the couple reconciled.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Yeah, they did.
The following year, in 2008, she attended the wedding of William's cousin, Peter Phillips, to Autumn Kelly in William's stead. And she met Queen Elizabeth II for the first time.
Ooh.
So this is serious.
Yeah, it is. Very stressful.
From then on, 2008, she could be seen attending family-related events, either with William or in William's stead.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
A few years later, the couple moved into a cottage on the Bodorgan Estate in Wales, where William was residing during his RAF search and rescue training.
Okay.
Later that year, they became engaged in Kenya, or Kenya, as the English like to say, in Kenya, during a 10-day trip to the conservancy to celebrate William passing his RAF helicopter search and rescue course. William gave her the engagement ring that belonged to Princess Diana. It's very famous. The couple married a year later on April 29th, 2011 at Westminster Abbey.
I know.
I was watching it.
So was I.
Yep. Because Americans, we love a royal wedding, a British royal wedding. Now, by that time, they had basically known each other for about 10 years.
Yeah.
So you think this is actually a good idea to be married, like at this, because you know each other really well. She kind of knows what she's getting into.
Yeah.
The wedding was huge. Estimates of the global audience range between 300 million.
Wow.
While 26 million watched the event live in Britain alone. Same. Now, her wedding dress was designed by Sarah Burton at Alexander McQueen. She assumed the style and title of Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Cambridge.
Wow.
That was her title. As a present, God, if every couple could get this, the couple were given the country home, Anmer Hall, on the Sandringham Estate as a wedding gift from the Queen.
Wait, you can get an estate when you get married? Where's my estate? I got married. What's the difference? Man,
my dating pool is not this. So,
yeah.
Now, following their marriage, they used the Nottingham Cottage as their London residence.
Well,
in 2017, after 18 months of renovations, Kensington Palace, however, became their main residence. After her wedding, she automatically became the Princess of the United Kingdom. And like I said, gained the style of Royal Highness and the titles of Duchess of Cambridge, Countess of Strathern, and Baroness Carrickfergus.
I believe you. I'm not going to try to say it, but I believe you.
So now in 2013, about 2 years later, their first child, Prince George, was born at St. Mary's Hospital. 2 years after that, Princess Charlotte was born on May in May of 2015. And then their last child, Prince Louis, was born in April of 2018.
Their kids are so cute.
They are adorable.
I cannot get enough of their kids.
I love that photo of Barack Obama visiting and he's kneeling down like you should do with children.
Right.
Kneeling down to Prince George and he has on his little robe. Like, yes, yes, all these people, all my subjects, yes, yes, yes. So
I lord over you all.
So adorable. Leave the kids alone. Now, so respectively, George, Charlotte, and Louis are third, fourth, and fifth in the line of succession to the British throne in the times of their birth. So now, 2 years ago, in 2022, Queen Elizabeth II died.
Yes.
And Queen Elizabeth's first son, Charles, became, who is Kate's father-in-law,
right,
succeeded to the throne and became Charles III. The following day, King Charles, now King Charles, crowned William Prince of Wales and Earl of Chester, thereby making Catherine Princess of Wales and Countess of Chester.
She has since become known.
Yes, it's an upgrade. She has since been known as Her Royal Highness, the Princess of Wales, and Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Rothesay in Scotland. Now, I'm not going to get into this, but we all know that also after the wedding, Prince Harry,
yes,
William's brother, met a woman named Meghan Markle, an American actress and divorcee. And it went hot and heavy. By all accounts, people were very worried about Harry, that he was depressed. He was having a hard time. But when he met Meghan, things seemed to be going great. It was like really fast. The Queen loved her because she loved dogs. And the dogs loved Meghan. So all of this stuff happened, right? And the couple, William and Kate, seemed to be getting along with Harry and Meghan.
Okay.
But around this time, William and their children would move to Adelaide County, Adelaide Cottage in Windsor.
Okay.
They officially moved into the house in September 2022. Now, this is after basically the excommunication of Harry and Meghan. I'm not going to go into that. That's not this story.
Okay.
So after Queen Elizabeth died, Charles ascended to the throne and became King Charles. He awarded them an upgrade in title and in residency. So that is why they move into Adelaide Cottage in Windsor. And that same month, they, Catherine and William, visited Anglesey and Swansea, which marked their first visit to Wales. I'm sure I did not say that right.
Yeah, I can't speak Welsh.
Since becoming Prince and Princess of Wales. Now, February 9th, 2023, they visited Falmouth. Falmouth, marking their first visit to the region since becoming Duke and Duchess of Cornwall. Now,
I love Cornwall.
So this is basically, again, separate from the whole Harry and Meghan kind of thing, which we know became like a huge issue prior to the Queen dying. And then Harry and Meghan came to the States and they live here now. And then the Queen died and Charles ascended to the throne and basically continued to ice out his son. I don't know what's going on. Again, that's not this story.
It's drama.
But what is this story is that Kate Middleton, until actually today, a more recent update, we've actually gotten an update and somewhat of an explanation of what's been going on. But recently, there's all this controversy around Kate's apparent disappearance. Right?
Right.
So, in January of this year, 2024, Kate was admitted to the London Clinic, a hospital where she reportedly underwent abdominal surgery.
Right.
That she said that her spokespeople said was planned. Since then, January of this year, because we are in March and we will be March, 28th when this comes out.
Yes.
The public had not seen or heard from her. So speculation was just out of control.
Yeah.
And just so people understand, this is unusual because even though they are royals and they have these titles, they work basically for the public because they are paid through taxpayers' dollars.
Yes.
And so as such, working members of the royal family, they have to show up to hospitals and volunteer communities. They have to be seen.
It's interesting. It's kind of like they're like Congress and Parliament and what have you. They're the emotional version of that for the people.
Yes.
And you can't just live off the money. You owe something back to them for that. That's interesting.
So they have to, and they do maintain a pretty busy schedule, all of the members of the royal family, and they're paid very handsomely for it, and they get to live in Falmouth, Adelaide Cottage.
If you just say it with your mouth mostly closed, it will sound British.
Falmouth. Okay. Yes. Sorry, British listeners. We love you.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. That's probably not right.
Light jabs, because you guys can totally jab at us because we deserve it.
Oh, 100%.
So she was reportedly admitted to this hospital for, they said, a planned abdominal surgery.
Okay.
But because no one had seen her for several months, and hadn't been getting updates, people were like, oh my God, they done killed Kate Middleton. they done killed her dead. So for those of you who have not been following this because you have a life, let's break down the timeline. So Kate was seen on Christmas Day last year, December 25th.
Yes.
She attended a Christmas church service with the family at Sandringham. 3 days later, an ambulance with a police escort was seen leaving Sandringham Estate.
Oh.
And there was no royal announcement about what happened.
Okay.
Just an ambulance leaving, right?
Okay.
So, about two weeks later, on January 17th, 2024, Kensington Palace, so Kensington Palace, and this is something I didn't understand until I did a little bit, even though I'm British, we all know this
of
now.
Course.
Kensington Palace is basically William and Kate's place. Buckingham Palace is King Charles.
Right.
Right? Okay. So on about 2 weeks later, on January 17th, Kensington Palace issued an official statement that the Princess of Wales was admitted to the London Clinic for a planned abdominal surgery. They said that the surgery was successful, but that she was to stay in the hospital for 2 weeks, then return home for recovery. All of her scheduled duties were canceled until after Easter, which is March 31st, 2024, which we are fast approaching now.
Right.
So this was on January 17th. Now, I will note that the ambulance was seen leaving on December 28th.
Yeah.
2 weeks earlier. And they're saying now they're like, she's admitted and she will stay 2 weeks. So has she already been there for 2 weeks? I digress. So the next day, on January 18th, Prince William visited the hospital, he visited the hospital to reportedly see her.
Right.
This is the only time he's seen arriving at the hospital.
Really?
Right. But it's like, hasn't she already been there for 2 weeks? So, okay.
Is there an underground, tunnel?
No, usually, and that's the thing, they have to be seen doing things. That's the whole, get a very lavish lifestyle, lots of money, and beautiful homes to live in, and they have to be seen. That's just part of the deal, people. Now, about 7 days later, on January 24th of this year, the press in the UK and the US reported that the Wales family, so members of William and Kate's inner circle and family members, were shocked to hear that she had had surgery.
Oh.
And they were not aware of any health issues. So if this was a planned thing, why wouldn't they not know about it?
It was
right?
not a planned thing. I refuse to agree to that. When you're in an emergency situation, they'll plan for the surgery for 3 days from now or 2 weeks from now when the surgeon they want. So,
yeah.
I mean, you could say it's planned, but you plan it because there's an emergency.
Yeah. And also, I just think that's so weird because that's why people are like, what is going on? It just seems so weird. Now, so 2 days later on January 26th, King Charles was seen visiting the hospital.
Okay.
Reportedly maybe to visit her, maybe for a checkup. But during the 2 week stay, so set January 17th up and they said for 2 weeks, neither her parents, her siblings or her children were seen visiting the clinic. So that's why it just caught everybody. They're like,
because
generally
weird.
That's weird. It's weird. So because
really
by this
weird.
Time,
yeah.
if it's to believe that she went to the hospital on the 28th of December in the police escort in the ambulance, then she's been there for almost a month.
Yeah.
And no one's seen her. And it's just very, very strange, right? Now, 2 days later, on January 28th, a Spanish journalist by the name of Concheta Coleja claimed that Kate had been put into an induced coma.
Oh, my God. Do we know that that's true?
Palace aides, which again, Palace, these people don't really respond to gossip and speculation, but they immediately was like, no, this is not true, which then made people go like, they never do that. So is it true? Like, it's just like weird and vagueness behind like,
I'm going to throw
dates.
Something out there. Now, I have no idea. We know a little more, but
yes,
there are certain illnesses in which to treat you, they lower your immunity so low that it is dangerous for other people to be around you.
Ah, so that's a good point.
It is not impossible that she couldn't have visitors and that they got her to a point where she had enough where if you mask up or you cover yourself that you that he could go visit her. But certainly not their children.
That's a very good point. And if William is around the children, then you don't want to. Yeah. Okay.
And she, hey, if I were her, I'd be like, be with our children. I need a parent to be with our children. You know,
I'll allow that. Yeah. I think that that's a very reasonable explanation. Now the palace, so on January 29th, the palace announced that Kate had been released and would return home to Windsor to continue to recover.
Okay.
But there were no photographs of her leaving the clinic. And again, these are people who are photographed everywhere they go, whether it's in the car, walking out somewhere.
I mean, she's going to look like total shit that day.
But these are people who 2 hours after giving birth, they want you to come out and show people the baby.
About that. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Her littlest one.
Yep.
She was like, how'd they flatten her stomach? I don't understand.
All of them. Princess Diana, Meghan, Kate, all of them. Like, so that's what I'm saying. That's why people are like, what is going on?
Where did they put her uterus for that picture? I want to know.
But literally like hours after giving birth, all these women have to do that walk with these babies. So that I think that is also why people were concerned. They're like, what? This is very fishy. Now, about a week later, King Charles announced that he had cancer.
Yes.
But they didn't offer specific details, about what kind of cancer, but said that he would be being treated at the same hospital, at the London Clinic. A couple of days later, Prince Harry flew in to visit his father in the hospital, and Queen Camilla can be seen visiting King Charles as well.
Okay.
William, however, did not visit or issue any well wishes to his father publicly or can be seen.
Ooh, drama.
So that is very strange as well.
Oof.
Now, February 20th, William issued a statement. Again, still no sign of Kate.
Right.
February 20th, no sign of her. William issued a statement about the conflict in the Middle East, because we know what's going on, the horrible situation that's going on there. But what's interesting is that at the top, he used his solo monogram of W.
What?
Something he used before he was married.
What is happening?
Exactly. That's why when people are like, oh, you guys are making a mountain out of a molehill, it's like, this is all very, very strange.
Okay, yeah, you're breaking it down in a way that now I'm curious. Because I was like, royalty. I'm busy with my own royal family, you know. But this is that is odd.
This is very odd. So now on February 27th, so 7 days later, which is 9 weeks since anybody has seen Kate or the kids in public.
Okay.
William abruptly cancels a scheduled appearance at a reading of the memorial service of his godfather, King Constantine of France, citing personal reasons. Hmm. In the same statement, he said that Kate was doing fine. Again, this is very unusual. Royals do not cancel scheduled appearances especially not at the last minute. So this is very unusual. Again, people are like, what is going on? What is going on? The very next day, hashtag where is Kate Middleton began trending online because this is very strange. Okay.
I get it now. I wasn't following so closely. So I was like, what do you mean? She's in that picture right there. And then I scrolled on.
Yeah. Now, so the day after the where is Kate Middleton began trending on February 29th, Kensington Palace, so their place, issued a statement addressing the online rumors and reiterating the timeline it had set in the beginning. So when they said that she was in hospital, they were like, we would only give significant updates, that's all in line, right? Okay, that's fine, right? But, okay, and they said that she would resume service, her duties on Easter, right?
Okay.
But again, it's just still very unusual not to see. It's just, we're all like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Now, on March 4th, a photo of what appears to be Kate and her mother in an SUV leaving Windsor Castle appears in the US press, but not in the UK press.
Mm.
In the photo, Kate looks a little different. Her jawline looks a little bit fuller. Mm-hmm. You're wondering, is this a body double? It's all kind of like, it's very, very strange. So again, she's out because it's like, why isn't she just inside the whole time? Like, why is she coming out? Why is she, this is why people are very what is going on. Now, about 6 days later, on March 10th, on Mother's Day in the UK, a photo purportedly taken by William was released on the couple's official IG account.
Was it though?
And it's purportedly a picture of Kate and the kids at Adelaide Cottage.
Mm.
And it was signed, the post was signed with a C, as in Catherine, her name.
Mm-hmm.
But within hours, major photo agencies like the AP and Getty Images issued a, quote, kill notice for the photo because it appeared to have been modified by the source. So this is where this sort of thing, because also at first I couldn't really see it. And then I looked at it and I was like, oh, yeah, it's like Charlotte's like a
thumb
shirt or like thing looks really weird. It's like terrible even by like a beginer standard.
Like,
it's like
she
really,
has
really
no
bad
thumb on one hand. Yeah.
Yeah. And Kate's not wearing her wedding ring, which she's always wearing. And then some people speculation started going crazy. People are like, oh my God, they done killed her. They done killed her. This is a Weekend at Bernie's kind of situation. Yeah. What is going on?
Right.
This is an old photo. What are they trying to pull? Like, what is going on? So the next day, their Twitter account, the couple's Twitter account or X account, posted an apology of sorts. Purportedly from Kate again, saying that she edited the photo and apologized for it being so amateurish. And, you know, and she also apologized for any confusion and signed it C. Again, that's not helping.
No,
that's not helping.
Made it
like,
worse.
We haven't seen you for. Yeah. And it's just, what is going on? So you would think that that would squash. And also because the fact that the AP and Getty Images were like, it's a kill notice. It's too doctor. Da, da, da. It's like, what?
This isn't you on your iPhone fucking around. That's not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, March 11th, a paparazzi shot a photo of William purportedly in a car with a woman who's supposed to be Kate. But it's so far away and he's closer to the camera. So you can't really tell and also that had been criticized for being doctored.
Yeah.
Now, I will say the doctoring is not unusual because people apparently they've gone back and found like, you know, and when they say doctored, they mean like airbrushed or all the stuff that we do to photos.
Everyone
that we
does
all
that.
Do.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that along with the secrecy and this weirdness around like where she is just contributing to like all of this like buzz and like what is going on. Right now on March 17th. So basically last weekend, a video surfaced of reportedly of Kate and William at a farmer's market near Windsor Castle.
I saw this.
So
picture.
Basically, yeah, this is a farmer's market where basically the produce and the stuff that's grown at Windsor Castle is brought to a farmer's market to sell to the locals and people visiting.
Okay.
Now, in the video, she's very thin, even thinner than usual, and she's carrying a bag while smiling and quickly briskly walking down the street. Which is confusing because we're like, didn't she have abdominal surgery?
Yeah.
And like, if she's this sprite, like why is she not making, why not just take another picture of just her
right.
holding an, like, I don't know what all this is going on. Now, the gentleman who took the video swears that it is her because a lot of people are like, that is her body double. That's one of her famous body doubles. And again, it's just so, you know, and Andy Cohen from Watch What Happens Live even tweeted, quote, that ain't Kate, end quote. So then people are making a little, you know, little jabs, light jabs. Kim Kardashian got into it. Blake Lively both got into the joke, but like, I'm on my way to find Kate. Cause it's like, where the fuck is Kate? Like that ain't Kate. Why are y'all trying to pull this thing on? And it's just so baffling because it's like, what's all going on? So a few days later, a story broke that basically staff tried to access Kate's medical records at the London clinic.
Whoa.
Which is a no-no.
Don't they have laws?
Yes. Big, big laws. And apparently, eventually, three employees, staff members, had been investigated and found to have tried to breach, whether that's physical records or digital records, we're not really sure. But obviously it's embarrassing for the London Clinic, which is a very famous clinic. Yeah. Like JFK stayed there one time. The Queen has gone there when she was alive. Like, they're not supposed to have this kind of security breach at all. And also it's her personal information.
That's like, some bullshit. Yeah. Walk away.
Yeah. Yeah. But what's also even stranger is that by the time this comes out and previously, both Prince William and King Charles, who, again, he announced that he was undergoing treatment for cancer, continue to carry out their public duties. So that's where we're like, what is going on with Kate? Like, you know, like what is going on? So, which brings me to today. We're on the day that we're taping this, but this mm-hmm. is going to come out a week later. So just it got down to the wire. And maybe it's because of a lot of the pressure, all of these news reports, like hour long things like where is Kate, the timeline breakdown, what is going on, the yeah. video being like that was obtained by TMZ being like that ain't Kate and people. And it honestly, I didn't think it was Kate either in the video. I was like, just had surgery, why is she like... That doesn't look like a woman who's not well enough to be seen in public.
Right. Like, exactly. If that's her, then go be you. And yeah.
Right. But as of today, news has broke and Kate actually released a video. Basically, what y'all should have done 3 weeks ago, a month ago. Yeah. Kate released a video of her sitting and wearing one of my favorite things, a nautical stripe print. I love a nautical print.
Yeah, me too.
And she is sitting by herself on a bench and she's basically talking about and giving some explanation. So we're like, ooh, she's alive. It's not plastic surgery, which is what I joked about. Yeah. She's not fat. You know, she looks a little thin, but she came out and said that, yes, she had abdominal surgery. And she was informed that it wasn't cancerous, but when they removed it, they tested what they removed, they actually found out that there was cancerous cells afterwards.
Yeah.
And that she reported that and said in the video that she is now in the midst of early preventative chemotherapy, which is something her doctors have advised. And she also spoke to like why they haven't been more communicative. And it's like basically they wanted to your point, Miriam.
Yes.
They wanted to shield the children.
Yes.
But again, my thing is like you can still shield the children. But like after that, they, you know, that disaster with the photo, just release another photo.
You're not really shielding your children because the whole world thinks you've been gone missing. So that's not, you know yeah. what I mean? Like with kids, like the closer to the truth you can give them that's appropriate, the better you'll be. Their imaginations are greater than anything you have to tell them.
Yeah. And they're so young. Are they reading new? I can understand you keeping them out of the public eye because people are throwing questions. And I understand that part. But I don't understand why they just bungled this whole like rollout. But I had a bunch of theories that we have now, you know, and I was going to go into like some people think she had plastic surgery. Some people think that her and William were fighting because of a rumored affair with a woman named Rose Hanbury, which was denied.
OK.
Yeah, all of that. Right. So I had all this stuff going in. But it turns out, again, she was just undergoing and she was terrified, which anybody would be.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why Kensington Palace didn't just release, because they told us that King Charles had cancer. Like,
well,
so I just don't understand.
I saw a release, and I don't know if it was a joke, because again, I've kind of scrolled past it because I just don't have the energy. But it was like, I know from the Kensington Palace, I know you're worried about where she is, and we're worried too. And I was like, wait, so you don't know where she is, Kensington Palace?
I think that might have been a joke. Excuse me. That
was probably a joke. Yeah. Listen.
But since this revelation
I've been gullible since third grade. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, yeah, you got to be careful online. Yeah. But since Kate has come out, you know, earlier today and, you know, just explained everything, again, it still doesn't. I was just like, that seems so odd. But I think we also give these people more credit. People who are famous and wealthy, we give them more credit for being smarter than they actually are sometimes.
Yeah, I agree.
And I actually heard this English news person, give this theory, and I think this is exactly what happened. Again, remember when I was saying that they're at Kensington Palace and Charles is at Buckingham Palace?
Right.
So apparently, even though the family is, you know, they're just a normal family getting along, the staffs at these individual places are battling.
That is so Downton Abbey, and I'm here for it.
Buckingham Palace. So the staff at Buckingham Palace basically has been laughing at the way Kensington Palace staff have been handling this whole fiasco.
Fucking it up.
And they have not offered to help them.
Aww.
So when King Charles released his statement, it was from Buckingham Palace. When she said that, I was like, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
That basically whoever, so heads need to roll at Kensington Palace, because the fact that they didn't think, oh, these people are under intense scrutiny. Why not just come out and say, oh, the princess has had abdominal surgery. During the surgery, they found something a little bit alarming, so they just want to test. And she wants to rest. She wants privacy to fully recover before she goes back into full-time work mode. That's all you guys had to say. And then after the whole like photo fiasco, just release another photo that's updated. Like, I don't understand. It seems so obvious, but if these are people, and also, again, the royals and these people who work at these places are not used to being asked questions.
Also, you can hire a photographer, because I'm sure they're like, she's not at her best. We can't make her up.
Exactly.
Maybe she's throwing up a lot.
No, but you know what they can do? They can actually bring in hair and makeup.
They can bring in hair and makeup. They can black and white. They can have her looking sideways. Yeah. Like, you know, the Duchess in her hospital room. You know, dreaming of her children. I don't know. I'm not a PR person for royal people, but like, you know what I mean? Like you could do like a vagary picture, and that's the official one.
That's all we were asking for. Yeah. And I get it. In the video, she, to your point again, she mentions that we were trying to protect the children. And again, I say, kids are assholes. Them kids probably don't even know what's going on.
Well,
right.
I mean, they're older. They're like 12, 10.
No. No, remember, they are, so Prince George was born in 2013, so he's nine.
Oh, he's 10.
So he's 10. Princess Charlotte, 2015.
Oh. So 10, 8.
And Louis, yeah, they're little. Louis is 2018. So I get it that they, but I feel like these kids are pretty protected from what's going on in the press anyway.
And,
I think just Kensington Palace just bungled the whole like rollout.
I think they just messed it up.
And they were too arrogant.
Yeah.
And they were too arrogant to be like, oh, our bad.
Yeah. I think it's just a total fuck up. I think it's a total fuck up. And they're like, say the show. I might have to take it back. I don't know. I mean, I kind of understand like protecting your children, but I also think that that's not protecting them. When it's like, what you either tell them, hey, mom, she's a mum because
mom, Britain, she's a mum.
Mum exactly. has something that the doctors are going to take care of and everyone's going to be talking about it, but she's going to be fine versus the whole world thinks she's disappeared. Like, that's
and also,
worse.
she was in the hospital for almost a month away from the kids.
Yeah, like, you haven't seen her in a long time. She's fine. No, kids are not stupid
just,
like that.
I'm sure they're doing video chat or what have you, or, you know, they're seeing her on the iPad or whatever. But like, just say she wants to like, there was something more serious that we're investigating. And but, the you know, the princess is resting and we are shooting for Easter, but it may go beyond that if she needs more rest. That's
Which she
all
will
because
she's in chemo. She just started.
Yes. Yes. So, but this whole thing about like, I feel like the whole like farmer's market thing was staged.
It was totally staged.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's
the
just
idiot in charge of Kensington.
I'm telling you. Like, so I think this is one of those things where when I heard that explanation, I was like, ah, that actually makes a lot of sense. And basically Buckingham Palace staff are like laughing at them.
Hackling their asses off. Like,
They're like, this idiots. They're probably like, you know, we could call him up and tell him to do this, but we won't.
But instead, find a fake Kate and stage her at the farmer's market. It'll be brilliant.
It's so weird because when you release the video and she's sprightly walking down the street,
yep.
You're like, so why don't they shoot a new picture
she's
or video?
Fine, then she's fine. That looks like she's basically fine.
Yeah, it's so anyway. So right. I'm glad that Kate is okay.
Yes, me too.
Kate Middleton too. Is okay. And so by the time this comes out, hopefully maybe people have moved on, but I just think it's hilarious.
Yes.
And I'm going to take this opportunity to encourage you all to watch one of my favorite shows of recent times. It's called The Windsors. It's on Netflix. Yes. It's a British show.
It's hilarious.
And it's basically about I think it's probably set in like when it's definitely set when Meghan and Harry started dating. And yes. I love it because the whole cast is fucking brilliant. But the woman who plays Camilla, basically Camilla is in cahoots to get rid of Wills and Kate because they're too popular. So this is before the queen dies. So obviously it's set before the queen dies. And they're like, the public's going to call that they skip a generation. So skip over me and Charles and go to Wills and Kate. And it is so, it's an absurdist comedy. It is fucking hilarious.
I watched like three episodes and it's so funny.
Oh my God. Harry can't read. The guy who plays Harry literally can't read. Pippa and Kate are, Romani. They're like, quote unquote, Romani, aka gypsies. I think gypsies might not be the right word, but like,
yes,
like literal. Like,
oh my God. I need to go back and watch it again. I haven't seen it since.
It is silly. And years after this whole sort of thing, this debacle, now I think there's actually more truth to that show.
I think this was a documentary, it turns out.
And the girl plays Meghan when she shows up. Megan's just, she has a Valley Girl. I'm so glad they gave her a Valley Girl accent. Because sometimes when the Black Brits do American Black accents, I'm like, oh, guys, that's not really accurate. But she's from California. So the girl who's doing her is so great. And she's just like, you know my show Suits? My show Suits. It's my show Suits. So I love it. I highly recommend that show if you want to get your laugh on. But we are also glad, me and Miriam, that Kate Middleton is fine. Yes. Well, not fine.
But she's in treatment and she's around and no one's hiding her.
Yes.
And she's good healthcare.
I'm not gonna,
right?
Yes. And we're wishing them a safe recovery, speedy recovery. I got my own issues with Kate about how she had my girl Megan's back. But that's a whole nother story. That's neither here nor there. And then when she went to see Black people, she was acting like she didn't want to be touched by Black people. You didn't see that?
No, but I believe you.
When she went to Jamaica and like countries in Africa, she's sort of like,
girl, you're in their house now. Okay.
So, but all that to say, we are glad that she's not dead. She wasn't murked, that William didn't kill her so he can marry his mistress.
Right. That's good. That's good.
Because I did think that at one time.
I believe that you thought that.
Because we've established, I'm English. I'm an Anglophile also. And I know that a lot of these English leaders have actually killed their wives. So,
I mean, there's a musical about it.
There's a musical about it. So, but we're glad that Kate Middleton as well. And that will wrap it up for this latest episode of Notorious Women podcast. Guys, remember to follow us on all the things. Like, subscribe, send us a DM also.
Yes.
If you're watching this on YouTube, actually please hit that notification button so you can get notifications when a new episode comes out. But like and subscribe as well. If you want to send us some moolah, some cash, some pounds. It's not pounds. It was euros. Now we're back to pounds.
We're back to pounds, and the British pound is excellent. Thank you.
It's excellent. So if you want to send us that or some dollars, we'll take dollar. We'll take pesos, yen.
We are not particular. Any money is good money. Thank you.
Exactly. If you want to send that to patreon.com/notoriouswomen, you can do that at patreon.com/notoriouswomen. And Miriam, how else can they support the show?
You guys, we are on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, all Notorious Women Podcast. So on each of those things, all you got to do is look up Notorious Women Podcast. Please follow us. Talk to us. I love talking to people about things. And give us your feedback, too. I'd love to hear, like, what...
Yes.
Some people have been doing that lately, and I really, really appreciate it. Like what like floats your boat? What do you dig? What do you hate? Also, you can email us at notoriouswmpod@gmail.com. And I think that is all the things.
I will add also, if you think... What is your theory? What was one of your theories about Kate Middleton?
Yes.
You know, I'm very, very curious about that.
I am like, too. Yes.
Yeah. Like, what did you think was going on? So, you know, please come and find us and leave your comments. And you can always suggest a Notorious Woman that you'd like us to cover as well. Absolutely. Always, always, always. All right, guys. We will see you next week. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.